This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden said Tuesday he's not worried about President Donald Trump's refusal to concede after last week's national election, but he thinks it is an embarrassment for Trump and the country. That's Mr. Biden's word, and I should have said VOA projects him to become the next president. I think it will not help the president's legacy, Biden told reporters in Wilmington, Delaware, where he and his team are working on his first steps after his expected inauguration on January 20th. Mr. Trump, in trying to contest the election results, has kept his administration officials from cooperating with Biden's representatives to arrange a transition of power. The General Services Administration, a U.S. government agency, has refused to certify Mr. Biden's presumptive victory that is keeping Biden officials from taking over office space in federal agencies, being assigned government email addresses, and receiving federal money to fund the transition. Mr. Biden also has yet to begin receiving the presidential daily brief. That's a daily update on U.S. intelligence findings from around the world. He told reporters, quote, we can get through without the funding. And he said the daily briefing would be useful but not essential at present as he is not yet the sitting president. Asked what he would tell Mr. Trump if the president were watching the news conference, Mr. Biden smiled and said, Mr. President, I'll look forward to speaking with you. In Washington, U.S. Health Secretary Alex Azar says the pharmaceutical company Pfizer submits its interim COVID-19 vaccine to health regulators as quickly as expected. The U.S. government now expects to begin vaccinations in December. Pfizer on Monday said the vaccine it's been developing was 90% effective against COVID-19. Azar says he expects more vaccines from other companies soon. VOA News. A study conducted by Britain's Oxford University suggests COVID-19 can increase a person's risk of developing a psychiatric disorder within 3 months of catching the virus. The study, published Monday in the Lancet Psychiatry Journal, indicates 1 in 5 surviving COVID-19 patients was found to be diagnosed with a mental disorder within 90 days of a positive coronavirus test. The researchers say that is about twice the normal rate. The researchers examined electronic health records of 69 million people in the United States, including more than 62,000 cases of COVID-19. The most common psychiatric disorders diagnosed were anxiety, depression, and insomnia. COVID survivors were also found to have significantly higher risks for dementia. Authorities on the Greek island of Crete say ongoing torrential rains have led to severe flooding that has turned roads into rivers, uprooted trees, damaged hundreds of homes and businesses, and swept cars out to sea. Emergency response officials say the worst damage occurred in small towns and villages where schools were closed and residents were advised to stay indoors. In some areas, home dwellers sought refuge on roofs to escape the rising water as entire neighborhoods were immersed. There have also been reports of bursting pipes and landslides in areas with steep terrain. Fire officials tell the Reuters news service they received more than 300 calls from residents, mainly to pump out floodwater from homes and shops. They assisted 18 people trapped in cars or buildings to move to safety. Regional government officials say the island's road network has been damaged. Crete has also been impacted by a coronavirus lockdown in effect since Saturday. That has forced businesses to close their doors. It was the third time in less than a month that the area had been hit by flooding. Forecasters say heavy rainfall is expected to continue through Thursday. The European Union formally accused U.S. giant Amazon on Tuesday of abusing its control over an online marketplace to distort competition, a breach of antitrust rules. The EU's competition commissioner says they've informed the company of its view and would push on with an investigation while opening a second formal probe. And the trial of 3 men suspected of belonging to an Islamist militant cell behind a van rampage in Barcelona in 2017 started on Tuesday in Spain's high court amid heightened security measures. According to court documents, 2 defendants, a Spaniard and a Moroccan, faced charges of belonging to a terrorist organization, manufacturing and storing explosives, and attempting to cause widespread destruction. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.